The latest from our newsletter at podnews.net. If you thought Apple was under pressure from Spotify, Libsyn, the largest paid podcast host in the world, says otherwise. From their official podcast, The Feed, here's Rob Walsh.
The big dog in aggregator apps is still Apple, with Apple Podcasts and iTunes coming in at 68.2% of all downloads for June, which is up a bit from April's 66.5%. So yeah, the death of Apple's podcasts has been greatly overstated.
Another stat from Libsyn is that only 0.25% of podcasts are listened to on a smart speaker. Tom Webster has thoughts about that. We link to them from our show notes and our newsletter today. For advertising, how well do podcasts convert? Podsites has posted their conversion benchmark report based on 1.2 billion ad impressions from $28 million worth of advertising. Podcasting converts significantly better than social media, they say, and embedded ads work twice as well as dynamically inserted ones. Dylan Pugh, Spotify's former head of podcast monetization in London, has launched his own sports and lifestyle podcast company. Pomodo launched at the end of July. Their first podcast is all about themselves, Pomodo, the startup journey. It's hosted on Spreaker. Podchaser has added the ability to connect your Twitter account to discover new podcasts and friends. Listen, an audio production company in London, is looking for podcast producers. You'll find that at podjobs.net. AdsWiz has added additional targeting for podcast advertisers who use their programmatic advertising platform. Podcast Garden, a company that promised free, unlimited web hosting, has, surprise, suddenly gone offline. The company last posted on Twitter or Facebook in December. It hosted at least 200 podcasts. Arabic podcast platform Podio has closed a seed funding round of $800,000. They've launched 10 new shows, which will be exclusive to Podio's app for the first 2 months. And Podcastle AI makes podcasts out of news websites, according to a write-up we linked to today. And in podcast news, here's Conan O'Brien.
Guess what? My podcast was not supposed to come back until September. But surprise, my new season starts this Monday, August 3rd.
That's today. Podcast Junkies interviews Dave Zorob from Chartable. And previously on We Fix Space Junk.
And so we left our heroes floating helpless in space. We Fix Space Junk returns on August the 3rd.
It's a comedy fiction podcast recorded entirely in lockdown and part of the Fable and Folly Network. And that's the latest from our newsletter. You can subscribe at podnews.net.